Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about the three fundamentals of all good piano technique. Taubman, Hannon, Czerny, Dozen a Day, Roskill, Alexander technique? Which one is the right one? I actually amn't going to answer that today. What I am going to do is give you three things to think about when it comes to technique to simplify the process for you. There just isn't one right answer when it comes to technique exercises to do or technique principles and methodology to follow. There are some good ones, there are some not so good ones, but that's not what we're talking about today. I want you to try and make technique simple, so that you can feel confident doing these things with your students, so that you can know that no matter what specific technique exercises you're doing or whose advice you're following on a specific issue or broadly, no matter what you're doing, you know that you have the basics right. The three things I want you to think about when it comes to technique with your students all the time, no matter what you're doing, are tension, ease, and sound. So let's unpack each of those. Tension. We talk about this a lot, but what do we mean? We mean that the body is tensing up in some place or another in a way that is not supporting the movement that a student wants to do. So the obvious culprits we see a lot, like the shoulders going up to the ears, the students hugging their elbows in by their sides. Happens a lot with students with hypermobility, by the way. There's students who are tense in their hands, in their wrists, in their head, in all sorts of places. But when we're watching out for tension, we can't actually go far wrong, because we look at that tension and then we think, how can we relieve that unnecessary tension? That doesn't mean unnecessary effort, because we have to put in effort to get the sound that we want. More on that in a second. But it does mean unnecessary tension is something we constantly have on our heads as something we want to watch out for, alleviate. Now, just because you can see unnecessary tension doesn't mean you can automatically fix it. And that's where you can go to these technique experts, go to their materials, and look for a solution and try different things to see what fixes this issue that's cropping up for your student. But if from the very start we watch out for unnecessary tension, we're kind of halfway there. Next up is ease. And I don't just mean the opposite of tension here. Sometimes this word is used for the opposite of tension. Some people talk about relaxation or being relaxed as the opposite of tension, which it kind of is. But in terms of piano, it's not a super helpful word, because when people think relaxed, they kind of think completely floppy. And we do want students to be holding their posture well and to be using their body effectively. We don't actually want relaxation. We don't want slump, right? However, ease encompasses a lot more than that. So when we think about ease, I'm really asking myself, what can I do to help this student achieve the thing they want to achieve with the minimum amount of effort? I don't want unnecessary effort or unnecessary tension, as we've talked about already. I want students to be able to do the thing in the easiest way possible. Now, that doesn't mean that the piano is easy. It's not. Spoiler alert. It's not. But it does mean that we can find the easiest way for our student to achieve something on the piano. We don't want them to be putting in more effort than they need to. This is where things like fingering being ignored by a student can be so frustrating, because the fingering is there, whatever fingering you've decided on or the music has printed or whatever the case may be. They need to see that as a tool to make things as easy as possible. And that's the mindset we have to cultivate towards fingering and a lot of other things. I'm trying to make this as easy as I can. The final thing to keep in mind is sound. Is a student making the sound that we want them to make, that they want to make, that is suitable for this piece? Because if they are, and they're not straining and tensing, and they're doing it in a way that feels easy on some level, then it's a success, right? But if we don't focus on sound when it comes to technique, we can end up arbitrarily introducing things like rotation and different individual things, individual elements to technique, which are useful, but they're useful because they help us achieve a sound that we want without unnecessary tension and in the easiest way possible. If our goal is for our students to employ a technique that produces the right sound, they need to actually be listening to themselves when they play. And this is where I think incorporating improvisation, rote pieces, composing right from the beginning of a student's study helps to cultivate this active listening. Because when we're not entirely always focused on the page in front of us, on this music stand, then we can listen better because we have more brain space available to just focus on how does it sound? What sound am I making? And we need to ask curious questions, help students produce the sound, and then listen to it and reassess whether that is the sound that they wanted to create in that moment. This is a process that happens over years, not a few weeks, but it does start from the very first lesson, from bringing in improvisation, rote teaching, and all the other things we talk about in the Vibrant Music Teaching membership right at the start, in a way that's accessible for you as the teacher, that's what I help with the most, and in a way that works for that student to start listening. Even if they create sounds we don't love straight away, if they are listening and truly reacting to the sound that they create, I think we've won a major battle. Vibrant Music Teaching members get 5 new games or resources at least every single month that keep them inspired and wanting to become a better teacher each and every day. If you want to join the best community of teachers online, you can go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.